Bill O'Reilly here, Wednesday, June 1st, 2022. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening today in America. House Democrats move forward on gun control. Confidence in the economy crumbles. Gas prices go even higher. Americans are fleeing liberal cities. Also ahead, did Hillary Clinton get away with more alleged corruption? But first, Democrats in Congress introducing new bills to combat gun violence, 8 proposals being considered by the House Judiciary Committee. Options include new rules on illegal sales, universal background checks, national red flag laws, and raising the purchase age for rifles. Any legislation would need the support of 10 Republicans in the Senate to pass the 60-vote threshold there. A new survey from Gallup shows most Americans becoming more pessimistic about the economy. Just 14% think the country's finances are in good health. Only 35% say the stock market is fair. Half believe the economy is doing poorly. A whopping 77% claim the nation is moving in the wrong direction. Voters blame the bad economy on poor leadership in Washington. The average household has $9,000 less today than it did during Donald Trump's last year in the White House. Gas prices smashing record highs again for the 4th straight week. The national average stands at $4.65 a gallon, up 120% compared to 2 years ago. Gallon in California costs close to $6.50. Prices broke the $5 mark in 10 states. Of course, California, New York, Illinois, Washington, Oregon, Nevada, Arizona. Cheapest gas in the USA can be found in Kansas and Arkansas. Economists predict the national average will top $6 a gallon by August. Data from the U.S. Census Bureau finds millions of Americans are leaving Democrat-controlled cities for Republican states. Since 2020, the population of Los Angeles has dropped 1%, Chicago 2%, New York City a whopping 4%. That's a net loss of 360,000 residents from the Big Apple. Hotspots for people fleeing the cities: Texas, Florida, South Carolina, Tennessee, Idaho, and Utah. In a moment, did Hillary Clinton get away with yet another dubious thing? Right back with it.
Recession and inflation are here. Gas, housing, and everyday goods are up, way up. And you want to be ready for any situation. So what would you do if there's no food on the shelf? Arc Heirloom Seeds are here to help. Did you know 99% of seeds sold today can't reproduce? With heirloom seeds, you only have to plant once. Then you can grow year after year, giving you and your family stability and security because things are getting crazy out there. Our all-in-one seed kit provides everything you need to grow your own food. This premium seed kit has over 65 varieties, 50,000 seeds in stores for 15 years. You'll also get our exclusive seed guide to make growing a no-brainer. Arc Seed Kits is a family-owned and operated business and the most trusted name in the nation for over 15 years. Our mandate is to get heirloom seeds into every home in America. Go to arcseedkits.com today and get free shipping by entering promo code podcast. That's arkseedkits.com, promo code podcast. Get your seeds, get prepared, get growing. arcseedkits.com.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. Shortly after Michael Sussman was acquitted by a D.C. jury of lying to the FBI, and that happened earlier this week, I was on the phone with Donald Trump, who lamented the verdict. The former president believes the jury was stacked with liberal activists, and indeed, there is evidence that 3 of the jurors have aggressively supported the Democratic Party in the past. Should they have been removed from the jury pool? A lot of legal experts say yes, but the judge allowed them to stay. Now, Sussman is suspected of feeding the FBI the phony information about Russian collusion on behalf of Hillary Clinton's campaign. That information that Sussman trafficked linked candidate Trump to a corrupt Russian bank. That allegedly happened in the fall of 2020, shortly before the presidential vote. Special counsel John Durham has made it clear that he believes the Clinton campaign and Hillary herself contrived the ruse and Sussman was the messenger. The problem is that in the trial, former FBI counsel James Baker, Durham's star witness, made contradictory statements about Sussman. Presto, reasonable doubt and acquittal. Durham should have foreseen that major problem because Baker, again the FBI counsel, had testified under oath in front of a congressional committee and said different things than he said about Sussman in the trial. Now, we all know that you must convict on beyond a reasonable doubt. If the star witness is contradictory, that raises reasonable doubt. But the truth is more important than Sussman's conviction. And the key to the truth is who is paying Sussman's lead attorney, Sean Berkowitz. He is very expensive. His firm, Latham Watkins, is very expensive. I estimate that Sussman's legal bills could be close to $1 million and perhaps higher than that. So who is picking up the tab? It is likely not Michael Sussman. I don't know the answer to that question. And of course, Sussman is not going to tell us. What I do know is that this whole thing is dirty, top to bottom. I also know that John Durham knows exactly what happened in one of the most corrupt campaign tricks in history. So now Durham himself should tell the nation what he believes took place in this terrible situation. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by actually writing it. For more honest news analysis, please go to BillO'Reilly.com. And I hope you check out my new book, number one, Killing the Killers, Great Father's Day Gift. In a moment, something you might not know. Did you know every day is a perfect day for peace of mind? With American Home Shield Warranty, you are covered for unexpected breakdowns like leaky faucets or faulty water heaters. Choose a plan that fits your budget and rest easy knowing repairs and replacements are taken care of. Simply contact American Home Shield when an issue arises, and their trusted pros will handle it according to your coverage. Don't let worries about appliances and home systems weigh you down. Celebrate the reassurance of protection. Don't worry. Be warranty. For 20% off plans, visit ahs.com/bill. For more details, see ahs.com/contracts for coverage details, including limit amounts, fees, limitations, and exclusions. New Jersey residents, the product is being offered is a service contract and is separate and distinct from any product or service warranty, which may be provided by the home builder or manufacturer. Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. 243 years ago today, a military tribunal in Philadelphia convened to decide the fate of a Revolutionary War hero. The trial of America's most notorious traitor had begun. Here is the story of Benedict Arnold. Arnold first fought for the British crown during the French and Indian War. George Washington also did that. When the Revolutionary War broke out, he joined the Continental Army and served under Washington. Despite his heroic service, Arnold felt he did not receive the recognition he deserved. After injuring his leg in combat, he was appointed the military governor of Philadelphia. During his time in Pennsylvania, rumors circulated accusing Arnold of abusing his position for profit. On June 1st, 1779, Arnold was court-martialed for profiteering. He was ultimately ordered to pay Congress £1,000 in restitution, a colossal amount. Soon after, Benedict Arnold began secret negotiations with the king in London to surrender the American fort at West Point, New York. His demand, vast sums of money and a command in the king's army. A few months later, a messenger was captured by American forces in New York. In the messenger's bag were letters revealing Arnold's treasonous plot. The traitor, Arnold, fled to safety behind British lines. Arnold then received a commission with the British Army and served in several battles against the Americans. After the war, he moved to England. While the British population regarded him with apathy, his former countrymen despised him. In North America, his name will forever be associated with treachery. He died in London on June 4th, 1801, at the age of 60. And here's something else you might not know. Benedict Arnold was nearly captured by George Washington himself. The two men were scheduled to have breakfast in southern New York on September 25th, 1780. As Washington approached, Arnold was quietly informed that his treasonous plan had been exposed. He fled in panic. Wrote Washington later that day, quote, "Arnold has betrayed us. Who can we trust now?" Back after this.
Who is there for the families left behind when a service member or first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who is helping our nation's homeless veterans? And who is helping our nation keep its vow to never forget 9/11? I'll tell you who. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation. The foundation's In the Line of Duty programs honor our nation's heroes and their families. That includes its Gold Star, Fallen First Responder, Smart Home, and Homeless Veteran programs. The foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrance across America. Over 80 runs, walks, and climbs a year, dozens of golf outings and barbecues, and the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute is helping to educate kids in kindergarten through 12th grade about our nation's darkest day, 9/11. More than 95 cents of every dollar you donate to Tunnel to Towers goes to its programs. This charity keeps its word and honors our nation's greatest heroes. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. That's T, the number 2, t.org.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.